Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zimaya. How may I assist you today?
Hi, I just was charged $7.95, and I'm wondering if I could get that reversed. Hello?
Okay, willing to definitely assist. What's the name and address?
My name is Mike. I don't think an address was necessary because it happened online.
I will need you to verify the address that place you placed online, sir.
Well, it came through Home Depot, and it's Makita Set.
Okay, what's your address?
There's no address attached to it. It's through the email.
Okay, what is your address you placed on file? So you had to place an address on file.
I don't have any mailing address on file.
Unfortunately, sir, we have an address on file from you, and you have to verify in order for me to assist with the call, sir.
This happened through the computer.
Okay. What is your mailing address, sir?
My email address is mikek183@gmail.com.
Unfortunately, sir, I will need your mailing address, not email.
I don't have a mailing address.
Okay, what's your home address, sir?
I don't have a home address.
Unfortunately, sir, you place the address on file, sir. You have to verify in order for me to assist with the call.
Who's this company?
I work for a third-party billing company that serves several different products via online. In order to place that order, you had to place a name and an address on file. That's what I need to verify for me.
I did not place an order. It was an email scam that I accidentally selected yes to.
And okay, what's the information that you placed on the account to sign up for?
All I did was gave a credit card, and it charged me $7.95.
Okay, what's the address of the credit card, sir?
The address to the credit card is a Capital One Visa card.
When you get mail to your house, sir, it's an address you placed on file, sir. I cannot verify. You had to verify for me.
Okay, I will go ahead and contact Capital One, and we'll handle it.
Anything else?
Thank you so much for your business. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling customer support, sir. Bye-bye.